going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the St. Louis Blues are in business, baby. We'll have to wait a couple of days before they get to Game 5 against the Winnipeg Jets. They are tied at 2, and we are looking forward to that. And we are also looking forward to this conversation we're about to have with the Towel Man. Ron Beckley is joining the show. And Ron, first of all, thank you for being with us today. How are you doing?
My pleasure, my pleasure. I'm doing great.
Did you run out of towels this week?
I had to like build the bag up. Yeah, we went through quite a few, but that's a good thing.
How many towels do you usually bring to a game?
7.
Okay. Well, if Hellebuck starts, we're probably going to need more towels.
Oh, good Lord.
That's a good problem to have. Yes.
So you were telling us that you there is a whole history behind the whole towel thing and how it started, and it started upstate Illinois. And there were a couple of guys who were part of that who were in town recently. Do you want to tell us how this all went down and how the tradition began?
Well, sure. This is the 35th season that I've been doing this, which it still boggles my mind too, that I'm still doing it, but I love it. It's great. And, it was 35 years ago. We took a trip to Peoria. A priest friend of mine, Monsignor Midas, and we on our way up there. This was the year the Twist, Chase, Nelson Emerson were still playing in the minors, and Bob Plager was coaching, and they were having a fantastic year. I believe they won the Turner Cup that year, but they won 18 straight games, and we went up to watch a game, and the first 1, 2, 3 goals, this gentleman, Pete Martin, he would get up and he would take a stance and he'd wave the towel and everybody would do pretty much the same thing that we're doing. And didn't think a whole lot about it, the first 2 or 3 goals, but the fourth goal, the fifth goal, and the sixth goal, you've seen all 10,000 people counting and pointing at the opposing team's goalie, and you're like, that's pretty cool. So Matt Midas, he said, there's something that you could bring back to St. Louis. If anybody can pull that off, I think you could. So, we brought it back and Pete Martin and Scott Gambo were here for the game 3. And, I, in talking with them, I found out a few little tidbits too, that they actually did it for almost 10 years. Huh. And the name of their group was the Counting Crew, and there were 5 members that showed up at the games and I guess took turns and did all of that. And they got the idea or seen something similar from the University of Illinois hockey team, I believe.
Oh.
So it goes way back here. So it's just everybody puts their little spin on it and does something different. But I hear people go, "Oh, well, you stole that from Peoria," and I like to think that I honored it. So here we are, 35 years later, still doing it.
You should just be like, "Yeah, I did. So what? It works, doesn't it?"
So 35 years. Then it was the arena for a few years, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. It took almost 3 years to catch on.
So what I was going to ask is, how long did it take for the crowd to get it? Were you just a guy waving a towel for a while?
Yeah, the first time I decided I was going to try and do this, I told about a dozen people, and we were in section 206. And I told about a dozen people, "Hey, they do this in Peoria. We're going to try and start it here." And I got called probably every name in the book. You know, "What are you doing?" Blah, blah, blah. And I had that bath towel, so I was hitting people in the head when I was swinging the towel, so I had to adjust that. And
a bath towel. I guess, yeah. Oh, that's so funny. That's a much bigger towel.
I would have used a bath sheet.
Yeah. Yeah, people think it started out with a wash rag and then made its way up, but that's not the way. It took about 3 years. Now, of course, back then you didn't have the likes of a Jumbotron or any of that stuff, and I only had tickets, I think, to like 12 games. We were splitting our seats with other people, so I was doing it for, you know, the games I was at, but you could see it grow from one section and then on either side. So then you had three, and then you added two more, and then five. But it took 3 years for it to get all the way around. But a lot of it had to do with being at every game. Cause I went from the 12 games to a half season, which was 20. And then the third season I was there every game. And I tried to get other people to do it, you know, the games I wasn't there, and nobody wanted to do it.
Well, quick question about the beginning days. Did the security or the people working the aisles ever say, "Hey, man, sit down. You're going to hit somebody."
Always somebody who doesn't know what's going on. So I've been told a few times, the best was when it wasn't the Enterprise, but the same building as the Enterprise. And there was a new usher, and I started to go down the count, and he grabbed the back of my jersey and said, sir, you can't do that. Please sit down. And he was holding my jersey all the way down on the glass that we counted. And it was pretty good.
So then at what point, because now the team is in on it and has been for years, the first game I went to and experienced it was 95. So you had been doing it for a few years already at that point.
89-90.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was established by that point when I saw it. So the team is in on it. They've got the bell that they ring every time you count off. When did that start? When did they approach you and say, "Hey, let's incorporate you into the official proceeding"?
To my knowledge, I don't remember anybody approaching me and saying anything. They just kind of went along for the ride.
Interesting.
A lot of people think that the Blues provide me with seats and towels and tickets and that's not the case. Wow. They're I've over the years have established where the first year, I guess the third year I was doing it when it started, you know, everybody started catching on. Magna Bank approached me and said, "Hey, we'd like for you to throw our towels." And they did a little banking commercial and put me in a commercial. And they said, "We want you to throw a towel every goal." I'd bring one towel and I'd wave it. And after to try and take it to another level, every time a third or fourth goal, I'd take the towel and I'd throw it back into the crowd. But I'd go retrieve it again because I didn't have an abundance of towels. And then a friend of mine who was with Reebok, he had an extra 50 towels from some promotion they were doing, I guess a golf tournament. And so he provided me with those. And then Magna got the idea to give me towels and throw them for every goal. So when we got into the new building, we had towels to be able to throw. And then from there, other people, hey, we'd like to sponsor you too.
Yeah.
And so over the years, I've accumulated sponsors. And I'm self-employed. Graphic artists have been all my life. And so a lot of the customers and stuff that I do work for jumped on board and helped out, and it's turned into what you see today.
Wait, hold on. How many towels do you have in your house at any given moment?
Not enough.
I mean, like, do you ever get out of the shower and go, damn, I'm out of towels.
I'm out of towels.
They're in my bag for the game. When we order them, Brian Waldrop, who has a silk screening, or did have a silk screening company, because we're in the business, we help each other out, and he runs the towels for me, so we're getting to a point. I think we're going to have to expand, but we usually we'll print up about 300 towels per season, and distribute them obviously as we score, and then I have Levy Athletic. They also print me what I call replica towels. They're a little bit smaller, and those are the ones that I'm able to hand out or give out after the game or during, different times. That way all my towels aren't pilfered before we score.
Ron, quick question about when you started. Were you married when you first started doing this, and what did your wife say?
I've been married for 44 years, and Mary, my lovely wife, has put up with a lot of evenings because she's not a big hockey fan. So,
that's amazing.
And this hasn't helped?
This is my therapy. So, yeah, we had stretches where obviously I have three daughters, Jessica, Abby, and Caitlin, and Jessica's the biggest hockey fan, and the other two, it could take it or leave it. So the events, in fact, it's so funny because when they would meet new people, they said, I'd never tell them who my dad was until after we became friends.
I love it.
Why? What would happen when they did tell him?
I love the insouciance. Just, oh, yeah.
I think they were like, I don't want him to be my friend because my dad's the towel man. I want him to be. So I'm not sure, but it there's been, some very, very funny stories.
You just like me because my dad's the towel man.
I read that somewhere, that at one point somebody suggested you legally change your name to Terry Cloth.
Terry Cloth, yes. And I do use that when people come up and say, what's your real name? And I tell them Terry Cloth. And they go, oh, Terry, it's nice to meet you. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. It's not Terry Cloth.
Actually, you know what? I think when I met you in person a couple of years ago, I think you said your name was Terry. I think you told me that.
Yeah. I think for the first couple of years, I thought your real name was Terry Cloth.
Yeah.
I think I heard that. I'm like, I think his name is Terry Cloth.
Well, I grew up in a family. I have eight siblings. I have seven brothers and one sister. And the sister is the brother we feared the most. And I like to say that I'm the calm one. We like to laugh, and I'm a jokester at heart. So anything for fun and laughter, we go down that path. So we have a lot of fun with it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So how long do you think you want to do this, Ron? And if there's, if you decide you just don't feel like it anymore, is there a succession plan?
I've always said as long as I'm having fun doing it, I'm don't plan on stopping. And I'm ironic. I mean, 35 years and I'm still having fun, and it's turned into, there's just no way you can dream and say, oh, this is going to turn into this, and embrace it and have fun. And I'm very, very blessed that I have lots of good friends, and we laugh a lot. And I don't see anything stopping it, but, and as far as a succession plan, I haven't thought a whole lot about that. My grandson and granddaughter, my grandson's Cameron, so I was thinking he could be Tal Cam instead of Tal Man, but I don't know if he's got the personality for it. So I'll just let the
what about your daughter? The one who's into the blues.
I don't think that would aspire to. She's very good at photography, and okay. she's kind of taken over the advertising business, I haven't really thought too much on the right person will show up at the right time. That's how I look at it.
It's a commitment too. Yeah. It is a commitment to do this.
Yeah. It is. I was 7 years without missing a game before COVID.
Wow.
And the years before that, on average, maybe I'd miss maybe 1 to 3 games a year for family events and stuff like that. But according to my wife, I didn't miss enough games. And that's okay. That's okay.
I like how your family's keeping you real down to earth.
Yeah, they really are. They're not letting you get too ahead
of
yourself.
They're not letting you, getting too big of a head.
Well,
here.
I think it's a lot of fun. I think everybody, any Blues fan loves it. It is a lot of fun to be in the building. And I think that was my first experience doing it, my first experience at a game. I was just hoping that they would score a bunch of goals so I could see it. And I love it. And we're glad you do it, and we hope you get to do it for many more years, Ron. So thank you for visiting with us today.
Well, I always say this. Everybody goes, oh, you're the biggest Blues fan, and it's everybody in that building who's paid their hard-earned money to be there is just as big a Blues fan as I am, just a little bit more recognizable. And as I say, I like for people, if you're going to go do something, go out and go be the friend you want your friends to be.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That is the St. Louis Blues towel man, Ron Beckley, with us. And when the Blues make it back to Enterprise Center, hopefully, they'll give Connor Hellebuyck a whole lot of hell.
Yep, hope he runs out of towels. I love how his family's like, oh, yeah, that's just what he does.
That's my daddy throwing the towels at the game.
It's so cavalier.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's, yeah.